of the law, an adherent to the most strict and careful interpretation of the law, tried always to do the right thing. And yet Paul says of himself, I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for the wishing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I wish, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish. Aware that in his own life and himself there is sin, there has been sin, he knows it. In spite of all of his striving, all of his efforts, he knows it. See, that's the fundamental flaw. That's the problem with thinking that you're going to earn heaven or you're going to break enough rocks to get to pay your debt. It doesn't work that way. You got a debt you can't pay. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. And I don't know if you ever met anybody who thought they had never done anything wrong. But if you find somebody who says, I've never done anything wrong, they just did wrong. They just did one right then. They lied. They're not telling the truth. And the price of sin is death. That's the problem. Say, well, I'm going to work my way out of this sin. What does it cost? It just costs your life. You're going to have to die and be dead and suffer death. And not just a little bit of death, but eternal death. You're going to have to be dead because that's the price. See, that's the fundamental flaw. I'm going to do something, and that's going to make up for my sin. Well, the thing that you need to do to make up for your sin is eternal damnation. That's it. Wow. How long does that last? Forever. Because the price of sin, the price of falling short of the glory of God, is you falling short of the glory of God. And that's death. Romans 5 and verse 12, therefore just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, so also death was passed on to all men, because all sinned. And that's what it takes. That's the price. Romans 7, 9, and I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin became alive and I died. And this is Paul talking here. He said, you know, all those laws I studied, all that, you know, I put my time in, I studied those laws, and the more I studied them, the more I realized I just broke them. And I was spiritually dead. Wages of sin is death. That's the truth. That's the reality. Well, I don't want to pay the death. I want to do something else. Well, death is the price. Well, I'd rather just do some more good. Well, okay. Well, the cost is death. That's what it costs you. Your sin costs death. There's no good that you can do to take the place of the death. The death is what it costs. And no amount of good that we do can make up for that. Why not? Why can't I just work extra hard? You know? Say, okay, you know, boss, I missed a day of work. I'll work extra on the weekend. I'll work a day on the weekend.